Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so rude to the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
Poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good buddy Skip Miller back on this show. That's right, the Skipper is here. Skip is the president and the founder of M3 Learning, the author of all the books that you need to know about on selling, including Proactive Selling, then Proactive Sales Management, then the Ultimate Sales Toolkit. That's just an example of three of the many books he's written. Another one on the way. He's our good friend, Skip Miller. Welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure to talk to small business owners, Jim.
And as you can tell from what I just said, he knows a little bit about selling. So, Skip, I'm glad you're here. We're kicking off. We got a bright, shiny new penny of a year here, 2015. What's the best thing to think about right now? Of course, I told them earlier before you were coming, that, you know, first thing we have to remember is nothing happens until somebody makes a sale. So with that in mind, what do we do? What's the first thing we got to do?
I find it funny that we all finished out the year good, bad, or indifferent. And for the most part, most people had a pretty good year last year. So here it is in January. And what do? We start thinking about what we should sell new, how to repackage things, how to go find customers. And what I find hysterical, and what we do, Jim, is we go back to our top 5, 10, 15% of our customers, right? And I call as high as I can, the president, the vice president, as high as we can. And all I do is I go, what's up? What are you doing for 2015? What's new? Because I assume that if our customers are doing something new that they want to get sales training on, they'll call me. Customers don't think that way. They're thinking about their stuff.
Right.
So we don't call on our current customers who love us and everything else, and they're thinking of new things to do, new products to launch, and they're not thinking of you.
Mm-hmm.
And we
even though before you knock on the door, they're scratching their head about a certain part of this thing that they're working on. And that you could be the solution for, they're not thinking about you necessarily.
I've had three people already this year send me an email trying to pitch me about something new they're doing for 15.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than knock on my door and say, hey, Skip, love to spend 10 minutes with you because we know who you are. You're a good customer of ours.
Yep.
We'd like to spend 10 minutes with you just asking, what are you doing different in 15? I don't know if we can help or not, but love to hear your vision.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta call them back.
Mm-hmm.
So rule number one, go talk to your best customers and ask them, what's up? What are you doing different in 15? And I don't know if I can help or not, but I sure would love to spend 10 minutes listening to you talk about your vision.
In the previous segment before you got here, I was doing a little individual commentary. And one of the things that I pointed out is that if you don't know what your customers' expectations are, then you're not going to survive. And in the old days, you could sort of, back when we started, Skip, you could throw out a product and people would see it and they'd buy it. Today, they've got so many more choices. They've got so much more control over their lives and their businesses. They've got new expectations. If you haven't done what you just said, which is knock on the door and say, hey, tell me about your new expectations, in a manner of speaking, you're not going to make it.
No, and what you said, Jim, is so right. Senior-level executives, be it the CMO, CSO, CRO, CFO, they're all, you know, even the small business owners, you know, themselves, they're all sitting there going, boy, I'd love to get this thing launched in March, but I just don't have all the tools or all the resources to get it done. They're not thinking, oh, maybe I should call Jim, maybe I should call Skip.
Right.
So they don't know that you
even though them, even though we them. Helped them do the same thing a year ago.
Yeah.
It's not, I tell people this all the time. Folks, it's not your customer's job to keep you top of mind.
No. Jimmy, here's a perfect example. About 4 or 5 months ago, 6 months ago now, we launched something where you can get some of my training for $30 a month on videos. It's on casting. Wow. It's an app and stuff. I mean, it's really cool. So I talked to one of my customers about a month ago. He goes, boy, Skip, you know, I really would like you to do some training for me. You know, we're opening up Latin America. You know, we got an office now in Brazil and Rio, but I'm not flying you down there. I mean, that's just too expensive. I go, well, I got this thing they can get on Think for $30 a month. He goes, I had no idea.
Right.
Jim has been a customer of mine for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. That's another thing. Do not presume that your customers know what you sell.
No, that's exactly right.
But it's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, think about this, Rich. Skip, the thing is that I've had people to act like I should have known that they had a product that I'd never even heard of before.
What do you mean you don't know how this Flippity Witch works?
That's exactly right. It's unbelievable. Folks, don't make that mistake. We're going to talk some more with Skip Miller after these messages. I'm Jim Blaskamp. M3Learning.com, right?
That's it.
M3Learning.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.